Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up.
Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
Wednesday.
It is. This week's gone super fast,
Excuse my motioning with my hand, but it's the middle finger of the week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm giving you the Wednesday finger.
Is that how you feel about Wednesday? No.
No, it just occurred to me. Is that why it's hump day? Because my middle finger's longer than the other ones.
Yeah. I'm sure that's why they call it that.
Yeah, that's right. Finally, it's all become clear.
You're onto it.
We mentioned that September's a busy one when it comes to awareness days and various weeks and various days.
Yeah, lots of things going on.
We'll get into those when we roll around to three things. But I didn't mention, but it's National Superhero Week for Muscular Dystrophy. Have you seen stuff on Facebook for
it? Yeah, there's been a few people dressed up as superheroes.
So you're never
dressed up.
You're never quite sure which one's going to stick, like which one people are going to kind of get behind. But I suppose...
I feel like dress-up days, cupcake days, morning tea days.
Well, and often too, surprisingly,
when people... Food and dress-ups.
Yeah, but also when people have to do like walks or things, they seem to do those as well. So it's not all about just intake of calories, though it is a popular choice.
It is.
Can I just point out too, I noticed nominations to become a City of Mandurah councillor will be officially open from tomorrow.
Okay.
Ahead of the 2019 local government elections.
So if you've ever considered it or you are passionate about Mandurah, then maybe it's something you should think about.
Apparently there are 6 positions available, 1 vacancy in each of the town and east wards and 2 vacancies in each of the coastal and north wards. All with 4-year terms. You can find forms and info at elections.wa.gov.au.
Get involved.
There you go. Just a smattering of what's happening on this Middle Finger Wednesday.
No, I don't think that's going to stick.
Now, a student is now internet famous, Nikki.
Is he?
Showing off his excessively long 5-inch thumb.
Ew.
Allow me to demonstrate.
5-inch?
It's a little bit weirdly out of proportion.
That looks photoshopped.
I know. But...
That's longer than his whole hand.
It's actually part of a video. It's a screenshot from a video. So
it's real.
Well, I mean, unless he's got some sort of very convincing prosthetic going on there, it appears to be real.
It's so straight.
Jacob Pina.
Sorry, pardon me.
Massachusetts has been dubbed Thumb Boy, although I've got to be honest, it's not the most creative title, really.
No, Thumb Boy.
Tom Thumb, Thumbelina. Mind you, they were all little. They weren't enormous thumbs.
No.
In the fairy tales.
I mean, I don't think he needs a nickname with a name like that.
That's true.
Mr. Pina will do.
Anyway, the 20-year-old said he's got no idea why his thumb is so out of proportion, but he's clearly happy to show it off. In about a week, he's gained more than, I'm not saying his name again, more than 145,000 followers on video app TikTok.
Wow.
And one of the videos was liked 2 million times.
What's he doing? Just showing the thumb off?
That's it, just showing off his thumb. And you know what they say about big thumbs? It's very hard to find gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I can't work out if it would make him a texting demon or awkward with a phone.
I don't know how he'd do a lot of things with a thumb that long.
But it would make hitchhiking easy.
Where does it bend? I'm trying to figure out where the joint is. Is it near the top? Like, is that all straight?
The same places that other people's thumbs do. It's kind of...
So right at the top, he has a tiny little, like, fingerprint and the rest of it is just dead straight.
You'd feel a bit sorry for his girlfriend.
Look at his face. He's got a very distressed look on his face as he's showing off the thumb.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole new world and a whole new meaning to under the thumb, possibly.
You fit a lot of things under his thumb.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what?
Nikki and DeMello's 3 things you need to know.
All right, it is National Stroke Week, which is Australia's second greatest killer. Find out how you can get involved and what you can do and, you know.
Yeah, because I feel like there isn't a person that hasn't been affected by a stroke in some way. You know what I mean?
Think about it. Yeah,
they have family, they have friends.
Absolutely.
Everyone knows someone who knows someone perhaps that has had a stroke.
So. I don't think anyone has to think that hard to know somebody that's been affected by it.
Yeah.
So strokefoundation.org.au is a good place to go to. It's also, today is PKD Awareness Day, which is maybe... certainly from the name of it, a little less common than a stroke, polycystic kidney disease, but it's the most common life-threatening genetic disorder of the kidneys.
Right.
Affects more than 25,000 Australians. So,
good to know about it.
It is, yeah, something to, if you weren't aware of, certainly maybe do a little research on. And today is also Indigenous Literacy Day. It's all about improving opportunities for Indigenous Aussies in remote regions.
Right.
So, like, basically, you know, they're looking for funding to sort of help supply books and materials and, like that. So if you want to help out, ilf.org.au. And now you can take the serious pants off.
Yep, the serious take them off.
Now. All right, take them off and just hang them out to dry.
Ooh, what did you do to them?
Whoopsies.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With gossip guru Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Ellie Goulding has married longtime boyfriend Casper Jopling on Saturday. Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, James Blunt and Sienna Miller were all guests at the wedding as well. So congratulations, Ellie.
Wow.
Now, Camila Cabello is apparently ready to debut some new music this week, or perfume or an album. We're not quite sure what's going on.
It does
here.
Sound a lot like a perfume commercial.
It does. Now, she shared this mysterious Instagram video with the headline, "Welcome to the World of Romance."
What do I know about love? Nothing. Where does the love go when it runs out? When does it leave? Why does it die? Do you kill it in one violent blow? Or is it a million unattended, unhealed, little cuts and scratches? What do I know about love? Everything.
Sauvage.
Yeah, look, it could be a perfume. Very well could be. But look, let's hope it's some new music. It's the first installment that's due out tomorrow of whatever she has planned. So look out for it. Now, Justin Bieber has opened up about his previous drug use and past relationships in an emotional post on social media. He revealed that achieving fame at just 13, growing up in an unstable home and having access to whatever he wanted led him to struggle both physically and mentally, as it would, I would imagine.
Yeah.
He went on to say Hayley Baldwin, his wife, continues to encourage him daily to keep going. He's also reportedly sought professional treatment. Now, Miley Cyrus, Ed Sheeran, Juicy J and Akon have all shown their support to him as well. So good on you, Biebs, for opening up. And Katy Perry, she's pranked fiancé Orlando Bloom during a radio interview in the UK this week. Bloom was playing a game where listeners delivered impressions of celebrities to him to judge when Perry called in pretending to be Gemma.
Gemma from Hertfordshire, who can do a mean Katy Perry impression?
Oh, well, I'll be the judge of that.
Well, you literally will.
All right. I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick.
How are you feeling, Emma? That was great. Really well done. Not convinced, but, you know, hard for me because I do live with that voice, so.
True. Hi, Katy Perry.
Hi. Hi, baby.
Oh, dude. Babe, is that you, babes?
Honey, I thought you knew me better.
There you go.
There you go. Very confused why she put on an accent for it, but there you go.
I think she wanted to make him look like a fool.
Yeah.
That's right. Like you do with me every day.
Oh, what? I don't try. You do that to yourself.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.